Well, good evening. I'm glad that we could be together on this Sunday evening for worship service. Once again, this Lord's Day. As I mentioned at the end of this morning's service, we're going to be talking about our spiritual vitamins. What we want to do is discuss some spiritual vitamins that are needed to help us or keep us healthy spiritually. As you notice there in 3 John in verse 2 is the text that I have for this lesson, a verse that I think is very fitting for this discussion. When he says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." You know, that was his petition. That was his heart's desire, if you would say, that you would prosper in all things. Be in health just as your soul prospers. We understand that vitamins are important for the body to be healthy. I take Emergency now. Y'all seen those being sold at Walmart? That's what I take. Well, I thought about all these different vitamins, and this, of course, where the sermon's actually based off of is one of these little packets. And you can find all kinds of things. But I thought about all the different vitamins that our body needs on a daily basis and did a little research, and that even in 1911, there's a Polish scientist that found a cure for beriberi. And I didn't have an idea. I had the slightest clue as to what beriberi was at the time of which I saw that. But the cure was a substance in rice, which is now that of B1. And beriberi was a deficiency that I had found, a thiamine deficiency, a deficiency of vitamin B1 in the diet. And it's a breakdown of energy molecules, it says, such as glucose, and is also found in the membranes of neurons. And the symptoms of beriberi included severe lethargy, fatigue, with complications that affected the cardiovascular, nervous, muscular, and gastrointestinal systems. And they just did not know what was causing these individuals to have these kind of symptoms. And to the point where they would just really suffer. And it was the vitamin B1 that everyone was needing. And most of them were found in grains like our cereals and that of rice and things of that nature. And there was a deficiency. And they finally found that out with that of the Polish scientist there and found a cure for it. And he named it Vita Amine. And I thought that was interesting. Vita, of course, means that of life, and amine, which is a nitrogen compound. We, of course, call them today, as it's later today, shortened to vitamin, but much has been learned about vitamins since then. Many other things that we have found that we are deficient of in our bodies that we have to have. And, of course, now you can just put it in your drink. And about 4 to 6 ounces of water, and guess what? You got all your vitamins for that day. And you can take it over and over again throughout the day. And I've actually felt so much better by taking that, mentally and everything. Kenzie's even taking it. I got the guys at work taking it. I'll have you taking it by the time we're done here. And I'm not a salesperson for Emergency at all, but I do like that. It's an amazing thing. It's still got that supplement aftertaste, though. But anyways, we'll move on with the lesson. We understand that vitamins are necessary for our life. The RDA that's mentioned there is the recommended dietary allowances. We know that we have to have it for growth. We have to have it for development for our bodies. And the lack of vitamins actually can damage the body and cause us to be sick. And the United States, a Food and Nutrition Board was established for the purpose of determining vitamin and mineral requirements. This board is composed of distinguished scientists and nutritionists, And it's under that of the National Research Council, the National Academy of Sciences. And since 1940, the board has periodically prepared a brochure listing the recommended dietary allowances of vitamins and other nutrients based on existing knowledge. So we take this and we think about what's recommended for our souls. We're putting this spiritual spin on it here. Some spiritual vitamins that we need. And I think that vita is still important because that still has that life concept to it. The soul. We go back to our verse of 3 John in verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. We're going to have to ask ourselves, is our soul prospering today? Spiritual vitamins are necessary for our spiritual health, just like that of the vitamins are necessary for our physical health. Ephesians 6 and verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. There are many words that are said throughout the Bible, and that of Ephesians even goes on to talk about putting on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand, having done all to stand. And he tells them that this is very important. He gives them the exhortation to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 16, Paul told them at Corinth, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perishes, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Now many people ask, how do we do that? Well, there are deficiencies that show up in our spiritual life. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 30, we understand that people get weak spiritually and many times die. That of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 30, if you go there, notice what he says. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, he says, to those at Corinth. And Paul continues, and many sleep. And I tell you, you know, he knew there was a problem. He knew there was a deficiency that was there. And it had to be corrected, or else they would just eventually die spiritually. And so, as we think about that, could that be said of us today, not only as an individual, but as collectively, as a group of the Lord's body? For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. I submit that the great physician that we have in the scriptures for us today prescribes the following vitamins. Now, I'm going from vitamin A, B, C, D, and E. So, and that was your homework. I didn't ask around. But how many of y'all come up with of vitamins A through E spiritually? And I think that most of us would have already guessed the first one anyways. But that vitamin A is going to have to be the attendance part. You know, there's some reasons why I should attend in order to have the scriptures open to us. It's important from Luke 24 and verse 45. In order to receive the comfort and encouragement which is to be found in Christian fellowship. Find that in Hebrews chapter 10 about stirring one another up even. The encouragement, the edification that's there. In order to feed and exercise our faith. Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. Romans 10 and verse 17. The fourth one that I found was to maintain our spiritual fervor. A coal of fire alone on the hearth will die, so we by ourselves grow cold and lifeless. Just like that. It happens more often than what we might consider, and we have seen it many times in the past, even with disciples that stated that they were so loyal to Christ, and there were some that would walk with him what? No more. What happened to them? They had a deficiency of a sort. Matthew 24 and verse 12, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow what? Cold. They will grow cold. Yeah, there's some reasons we need to attend. To set a good example for others to follow. Well, that was one of the things, Matthew chapter 5. He talks about being the salt of the earth, about being a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. He said in verse 16 and 17, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, to give him the glory in all things." No. Am I doing this to be a good example for others to follow? Well, there's another one here. To seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Well, that's what we're instructed in Matthew 6 and verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. To prevent backsliding. You know, there's an important one there. Absenteeism is invariably one of the first warning signs of apostasy. Well, I don't find it near as important to come to be with one another at any given opportunity. We have to think about what the possible signs and symptoms are. We know it, we many times study up on the signs and symptoms of all kinds of other things when we see them on the TV, don't we? Well, we watch some commercials. You talk about signs and symptoms, the next thing you know, my brother's doing this. I have that. I've got that. I wonder if they got that kind of medicine. No, I can cure this. And these are signs and symptoms that we find we need to correct them. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses 20 down through verse 30. It's very interesting. It's what we read a little bit. He says, this is what he was mentioning there earlier. "Therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one is hungry, another is drunk. What, do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you," he says. "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." You know, taking things that have just become, maybe even if we are attending, that some things have just become tradition and have no meaning behind it. Think about that. Do this in remembrance of me. Every day. In order to obey God's command even, not to forsake the assembling of his saints. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, when the Hebrew writer says, "Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, even more as you see the day approaching," from Hebrews 10 and verse 25. That's very important, isn't it? In order to cast our vote for righteousness and godliness, that's another important reason why I should attend. That of Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30 brings to mind. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30. "He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me does what? Scattereth abroad." So there's a few things there that we can consider about reasons why I should attend that we just look at briefly. And there was something that I put in here as well about the 3,000 sermons that can't be remembered. You know, we've heard this article, and I've had in the bulletin a time or two in the past, but a churchgoer wrote a letter to the editor of the newspaper and complained that it made no sense to go to church. It just made no sense to go to church every Sunday. "I've gone for 30 years now," he wrote, "and in that time I have heard something like 3,000 sermons, but for the life of me, I can't remember a single one of them. So I think I'm wasting my time," he says to the editor. "And the preachers are wasting theirs by giving sermons at all." And this actually started a real controversy in the letters to the editor column, much to the delight of the editor, obviously. Because it went on for weeks until someone wrote this clincher. You remember how this one goes. I've been married for 30 years now. In that time, my wife has cooked some 32,000 meals. But for the life of me, I cannot recall what the menu was for a single one of those meals. But I do know this. They all nourished me and gave me the strength I needed to do my work. If my wife had not given me those meals, I would not be here today. No comments were made on the sermon contents anymore. You know, when you stop and think about it, that makes sense. What has that done for us? What has it done for us today to be together? You know, what have we been edified by the scriptures that we have read and studied together? So, the information about attending, we think about those verses like that of Hebrews 10 and verse 25 that I mentioned there. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. You know, you find that, you know, we use that from Acts 20 and verse 7. And upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached to them, ready to depart tomorrow and continue his speech until midnight in Acts 20 verse 7. You find in Acts 2 and verse 42 even, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking bread and in prayers because it was so important. And as we ask that question many times, how could they be so successful? And how could they grow in the midst of such intense persecutions because of things like that? Because they were getting their vitamins. They were getting their vitamins. Their life. But let's talk about some results of negligence. The spiritual sickness that happens. We are easily overcome by the germs of Satan, James 1 and verse 14, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Well, that's exactly what Satan wants. You know, one of the things, if I'm not adding to my faith, if I'm not adding to my faith, as you find in 2 Peter chapter 1, it says, add to your faith virtue, virtue knowledge, knowledge temperance, temperance patience, patience godliness, godliness brother kindness love. Remember those? He says, if these things be in you and abound, they make you neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say something else that's interesting. That if I'm not adding to my faith, then something's happening. Something's being taken away. Well, it just so happens that in 2 Peter chapter 1, if you notice there in verse 9, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Blindness, deficiency in our vitamins spiritually, vitamin A, will be short-sighted, blind, and we will forget that we were cleansed from our old sins. We'll see only what is near. We many times call it that spiritually deficient man is able only to see things around him. It starts focusing more about me, myself, and I. That person cannot see by faith into the future and see the gate of life eternal. The lack of fellowship and love for one another. Very attendance with one another will help us to be stronger and healthier spiritually. The lack of attendance is a sign of failing spiritual health. 3 John in verse 2, remember, I pray, beloved, that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Think about that. Do I have a deficiency of this vitamin A? Well, let's continue on. Vitamin B. How many of you today guessed Bible study? It was probably on your minds, wasn't it? The benefits of Bible study. Let's think about some benefits of this vitamin. Matthew 4 and verse 4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You know, Jesus made that statement when he was being what? Tempted by Satan himself. And you remember that he had not eaten? And he was hungry, and there you have it, that Satan was tempting him fiercely three times within that chapter with the very sins, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, but he did not give in. The first one he answered, he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." You find in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18 about continuous growth. "But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen." It's a continuous process like we talked about this morning. It never ends. It don't matter how old we get. It's going to always, we'll always need to grow. If we stop growing, then there's a deficiency and there's a problem. Because that of 1 Peter 2 and verse 2 says that as we start out, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby." The thing is that the food and the vitamins are there. The nutrients are there. That's just like every day. I make a choice as to what I want to eat every day. I make a choice. When I was going to college back in 2001, guess what? My nutrients were Snickers and Hershey bars and Cheetos. You know, you just about end up in a hospital over that. Been there, done that. My desire for something that was nutritious was not there. So I filled that void with something that was junk. That was not good for me. Do I have the desire for sincere milk of the Word? The nutrients are there. I have access to it at any time that I want to. And it don't cost me a thing. That's what's even better. Right? So our growth is right there. It's there, but do I have a desire, a healthy desire for it? You know, if you ever eat a bunch of junk food, what does it do for the healthy stuff that you know, Mom always said, you know, don't eat this, don't eat that, because this is going to ruin your appetite for, you know, whatever. Like, she knows what she's talking about, you know. Come to find out, she did. Because did I really want to eat my actual food after I snuck a few candy bars or whatever, you know? Well, absolutely not. Because I actually filled that void, that hunger pain that I had, with something that was not good for me. And therefore, I didn't get the nutrients that I needed. Deficiencies. Deficiencies. Acts 20 verse 32. It builds us up. "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." It starts with a desire, though. That's what we're talking about. I have to have a desire to be built up. Psalm 119 and verse 11. Psalmist says, "Thy word have I hid" where? "In mine heart." He wasn't going to let the worldly junk fill that void. He was going to allow God to fill that void. He wasn't going to let anybody else have his heart. He says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." He is very simply saying, "I've stored your word in my heart." So let's consider there for a moment that there are some results, there are some ramifications to things if we neglect such of our vitamin B. Spiritually, we're not able to teach and do not want to teach. We don't have a desire to be that good steward of God's word as we are told to be. That even as we are instructed for 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." That we go on and we actually teach what we have learned. That we show others the salvation, that we show others the wonderful grace of God and the works that we must do and the life that we need to be for Him. Hebrews chapter 5, you remember this, in verses 12 through 14, there was a deficiency. There were those that had become dull of hearing. There was those it was hard to, he said, hard to explain, and he wanted them to go on to perfection. Well, he says, "For though by this time," in verse 12, "you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. It's a constant process. We have to do it. If you look at chapter 6 and verse 1, that next verse there, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Let's go on to completion. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. He's like, let's move on. Let's not neglect the word. Let's grow by it. To the point, my friends, that there's a deficiency there in the negligence, not strong. We'll not be able to fight for the cause of Christ. We can't defend the faith. We're just like a babe. Ephesians 4 and verse 14, the Apostle Paul told those at Ephesus, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. That was some problems that they were having in the early days that we read of here in the scriptures, just like that Hebrews chapter 5. There are people that are being tossed to and fro. Can we say that people are being tossed to and fro today in our society? Absolutely. Let us not be one of those. You have those that are tired Christians, complaining of their duties, unhappy, unable to overcome the world. Anemic Christians at that applies to all, that new converts and even older Christians fall into this category, that we can become anemic Christians. We need Bible study all of our life. All of our life. We never outgrow the need for vitamins. Matthew 5 and verse 6, blessed are they which hunger and thirst for what? Righteousness. For they shall be filled. Are we blessed because we are hungering and thirsting after righteousness? Because the promise is that if we have the hunger and thirst for righteousness, that we shall be filled. So hopefully we are studying to show ourselves approved unto God. Hopefully that we're that workman that needs not be ashamed, that we're rightly dividing the word of truth. No deficiency in vitamin A, no deficiency in vitamin B. I didn't break it up to B1 and B, you know, all that B12 and stuff. I'm not even going to do that. We'll say that for another lesson. So we're just going to go to vitamin C. If y'all did that, y'all share y'all's notes with me, see what B1 and B6 and B12 is, so I can use that for next time. Vitamin C, let's talk about Christian service. We don't want a deficiency there either, because the foundation of character is service in the church of one another. The source of true happiness is Christians at work for the Lord. You know, you find those that were working nonstop, that were just so busy, you know, like Paul, in the midst of persecution intensely, that he would go and from city to city. He didn't have the conveniences, obviously, that we do today. You know, he didn't have the whole telephone system and email, and didn't have the whole, well, we're way past Pony Express and things. But you think about how fast that we can do things these days. We can just get in the car and we can zip and go wherever. They didn't have that. But he was busy. He was busy traveling. He was busy just everywhere. Galatians 6 and verse 10. This is Paul himself talking to those in Galatia. Galatians 6 and verse 10. As we therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Well, he gives some instruction there. But he also defines in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, for we are his workmanship. The reason why we should be doing this, an opportunity of being good to all men, obviously, unto the, even especially those who are of the household of faith, because we are his workmanship. Remember, we belong to Christ, that we're created in Christ Jesus unto that very purpose of good works, which God hath before ordained that we should do what with them? Walk in them. That we should walk in them. So, every Christian is to be a specialist in this. Every Christian. Matthew 25 verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. He was giving that very description of what it means to be that type of being that kind of kingdom. What it means to be a servant. Jesus himself described himself as such, that although he was the Son of God, yet learned he obedience, the Hebrew writer said. The things that he suffered, that his mission statement was, I came not to be served, but to serve, he said. He didn't have a deficiency in the vitamin C area spiritually, because he's doing the work of the Father. The results of negligence, Matthew 5 verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? What did he say? It is therefore, it's good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. If I have a deficiency, this is what I'd be looking like if I'm losing my savor. I hope that is definitely not the case. But to even point out that even the vitamin C, a minimum daily requirement, is not established. And I thought about that in this package of emergency. I was drinking this stuff like crazy the other day. They got them in all kinds of different flavors. I'm not trying to sell this again, but anyways. But I tell you what, me and the guys, we gather around in the break room as soon as I come to work at 11 o'clock, and we all get our little packets with all our vitamins. I mean, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and all these nutrients and stuff, electrolytes. You put them in that cup, and boy, stir them. And we put a little ice in there, and we drink our vitamins for the night. Makes you feel good. You're thinking, man, I'm getting all this. And then you can have 2 to 4 of them throughout the day. You know, I'm thinking, wow. There's not really a minimum daily requirement established. But I want you to think about it, that some vitamins aren't stored in the body, are they? They're not stored there. So that's the reason why we have to constantly take more and more and more of them. I remember when I was, you know, starting to ail and things and real busy and all that other, that Sister Mary Ellen brought me some vitamins. Y'all remember that? Well, I tell you what, it's just the thought of having to take a pill. But they say as you get older, you might as well get used to taking pills. So, but anyways, some vitamins aren't stored in the body. Hence, a daily intake is absolutely necessary. We have to take it every single day. And especially if we're not eating as we should. We won't get on that. But we cannot rest on our past work. We can't always rely, well, you know, I did this then. You remember when I did that for that person? You remember when I did, I read a lot back then. I did a lot of, I attended a pretty good bit when. That doesn't work. Vitamins A, B, and C are quickly fleeting these days. There's vitamins that, although I've had these supplements, or, you know, two of them last night throughout my shift, guess what? they've been fleeting. They're gone. I have to constantly put more in. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He notices that his purpose is there. His mind is made up. I press toward. I'm moving forward. He's not looking backwards. He's about progress, and that's the way that God has always been. You go back to the Old Testament, and what did he want? He's told Moses to move on. Go forward. You know, there's no sitting and idling. He's talking about movement. We cannot become stagnant in the faith. We have to move on. And those vitamins of A, B, and C, they're not stored in the body. We have to have a daily intake, always. So, with that in mind, let's get to D. How many of y'all guessed daily prayer? Vitamin D, daily prayer. Let's think about some benefits of daily prayer. Don't y'all feel like y'all are watching a commercial? Y'all do, don't y'all? The body, vitamin D, is prevention of rickets. It's called the sunshine vitamin. Now, if you ever heard of rickets, I had no idea what that was until I studied this. Did not have a clue of rickets. Softening of bones. It permits marked bending and distortion of bones. We think about the milk that we take, that we drink, and has these vitamins in it, vitamin D and such. And actually, it's very interesting that, as it's called the sunshine vitamin, that you can get such from just nature itself. Isn't that interesting? That's absolutely interesting. This vitamin, however, is not a substitute for any of the others. That's what a lot of people have done wrong right here. I want the vitamin D spiritually, but I'm going to forget A, B, and C. Can't do that. You can't forget the rest of them, because it all goes hand in hand. Now, daily prayer is communion with the sunlight of God's love. There it is, right there. We think about these verses of 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Having that prayerful attitude all of the time. 1 John 5, verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. That's something that we should lean upon heavily, that He hears us. There are some great benefits to having that vitamin D, that daily prayer. Once again, we ask that question, how are they able to be so successful and how to be so joyful and be such peace in the midst of intense persecution? Because they had A, B, C, and now D. They had these vitamins that were absolutely paramount to their livelihood. Not just physically life, not physical life, but also spiritual. So think about some results of negligence. If I neglect this vitamin D spiritually, this daily prayer, I'm susceptible to sin. Matthew 26, verse 41, watch and pray, He said, that you enter not into temptation. Remember Jesus telling that to His disciples, the spirit indeed is willing, but what's the flesh? The flesh is weak. It's weak. James 4 and verse 2, ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not because you ask not. You do not ask, He says. Very, very, very simply put, prayerless Christians show it by a lack of interest in the church. There's results of some negligence. If we neglect it, what happened to our confidence of boldly asking God? Because the Scriptures tell us that Matthew 7 and verse 7, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it what shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7 and verse 7 tells us these things. We have 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, casting all your cares upon Him, why? For He careth for you. These verses, just over and over, but it says that we have to ask. You find that, as we mentioned there in 3 John in verse 2, beloved, I pray, that was his prayer, that was his petition, that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. That's what he wanted. That was his prayer. What is our daily prayers? Do I have a deficiency in the vitamin D area? Is there bending and distortion of my inward man because I don't have the sunlight, the appropriate vitamin D that I need? Because if we don't have that communication, we have to let Him speak to us every day and we have to speak to Him every day. That's the communication process. And if I neglect either one of those, what's happened to me? There's a deficiency. And my health spiritually is declining more and more every day. Do we have that prayerful attitude, or are we letting the flesh, which is weak, take control? The spirit is willing. Let's make sure that we have this vitamin. And last but not least is vitamin E. And I appreciate your patience as we got through these here. It's a good thing I didn't hit the B1s and B6s and B12s and all that, right? Vitamin E, and the last one but not least, is exclusion from the world. I think this is an important vitamin as well, because the Scripture talks about exclusion, about being separated, right? Romans 12 verses 1 and 2 is one of my favorites there to point out. It says, Paul tells us at Rome in Romans 12 verses 1 and 2, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holding some to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable, the perfect will of God. Are we constantly transforming our minds into what God wants us to? Staying away from the conformities of this world. We can't let that take over. Be not conformed. Present our bodies a living sacrifice, holding some God, which is our reasonable service. I want you to think what else was mentioned there in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verses 12 and 13. A verse that we've been times, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. It's there. But are we using it? That goes back to our transformation of our mind to do what God would have us do. 1 John 2 and verses 15 and 16, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Think about those verses. When we think about quarantines, people with very contagious diseases are kept away from others. You think about the days of old, polio, leprosy, and of course we think about tuberculosis, TB today. That isolation for protection of those not infected. We think about that. We talk about the Center for Disease Control and all that we have today. That originated with the gospel. God is the center for disease control. He is. How little some care for their spiritual health. That's when we neglect this exclusion, how little some care for our spiritual health. That we think that we are immune to sin. It's not going to happen to me. Ooh, careful grounds. Wherefore, take heed how you stand, lest you fall, is what Paul said to those of Corinth. Be not deceived. Heed of communication corrupts good morals. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33. We cannot be led away and deceived. You know, there was a story about two dry logs of wood that was placed by one green log. Usually a green log is not going to burn. It just said, but you know what happened when the two dry logs of wood got next to the one dry log, or the one green log? The dry logs burn up the green log. The heat was so intense. The pressure. There's deficiencies. There isn't a Christian so strong that he can walk through fire and not be burned. Fire burns and evil corrupts. A defensive army seldom wins. A defensive army seldom wins. Take the offensive against evil, and we need to put it on the run. We need to quarantine. We need to be ye separate out from among them. So let's bring the lesson to the conclusion. With all these different vitamins, A through E, hopefully we have found some things that has encouraged us to take our vitamins spiritually, to be in good health. That's the prayer of 3 John and verse 2. I pray, beloved, that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. I hope that's us. The question that I have for each one of us and for myself is, what kind of spiritual health do we have? That's on an individual basis. What kind of spiritual health do we have? If our physical health was compared to our spiritual health, where would we be at this time? We spend a lot of time thinking about our physical health, and I'm saying that we shouldn't, because we do need to take care of our physical health, but also our spiritual even more so. Because if our body lacks the vitamins, we are in ill health. There's no doubt about it. If our soul lacks these spiritual vitamins that we talked about, we are in danger of death spiritually, and we have to be careful. We have to give our daily, we have to give our life daily to Christ, because he made the statement in Luke chapter 9 and verse 23. He says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So my friends, let's take these vitamins together every day. Attendance, Bible study, Christian service, daily prayer, and exclusion, quarantined from the world, to guard ourselves against the wiles of the devil. As you get your psalm books ready, I can tell you right now that the guys at work, once they listen to this sermon online, some of them have, and look at the notes and things that's posted on our website. They're going to think different about every time we take these emergencies at work. They're going to be thinking about the spiritual side of vitamins. And that's the point of the lesson, even much so, because as the packet on this thing here is called, it's called emergency. Is this an emergency for us right now? Are we lacking a major vitamin that has been deficient, that is causing us some serious problems spiritually? If it is, my friends, this says this is a health and energy booster. And I tell you what, it is. One dose gets me back on my feet and I'm ready to go. My friends, this could be the dose that we need in this song of encouragement to get us going. This could be our health and energy boost that we need to be fired up for God, teaching His Word, being that great example, and taking our daily vitamins spiritually as we're supposed to. If we're here and we're subject anyway, and we need this, maybe emergency, this song of encouragement, won't you come as we stand and sing the song that's been selected?